Everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
Do you think that the society that you live in is one you ought to rebel against, or do you think you're rebelling against it?
Yes, definitely rebelling against it.
To ride. Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun.
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
Till I die.
They will listen to like most music.
That's right.
You know, and that's what we're doing is we're here to alleviate that. You know, get people dancing, help them remember what rock and roll used to be like, and is now, but only in a very few cases.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Revolution Rock. Here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave Constantino. I'm flying solo tonight. Adam Pelche, my co-host, can't make it. Hopefully he'll be back next week. I got lots in store for you tonight. We're going to be playing a lot of new music and a lot of old music as per usual. We're going to start off with some new stuff, which I'll mention in just a moment, a little in our next set coming up after the first break. We're going to be playing a set of Link Wray music. Link Wray was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It was announced last week, and we did play one song last week. Well, this time we're going to play a bunch of songs. So we're going to get to that. We also have some new music from Proto Martyr. We're going to hear music from Ice Age, Dumb, Slim Harpo by request. We're also going to hear some music from, starting off the show, from an artist known as Spiderbite. Now, what Spiderbite is it's a band that features Daniel Romano, Ian Romano, and Stephen Lamke. Stephen Lamke has played solo. He's played in the Constantines. Daniel and Ian Romano have been in multiple bands, including The Outfit, Ancient Shapes, and there's lots more that I'm sure I'm forgetting. Attack in Black. But anyways, they have a new album coming out, I believe in June, and the second album is going to be titled The Rainbow and the Dove. Now, this band mixes elements of 70s hardcore and punk, and also a few other things. And if you pre-order this edition, not only do you get the new album, 10 songs, you also get the previous album, the first one they put out in 2020, which has never been available physically in any form. And you will also get an exclusive Rezo print zine featuring lyrics and artwork by Daniel Romano. So let's get started. We're going to hear that song to start off the show. It's called Human Body, Human Brain. And this comes from Spiderbite to start off Revolution Rock tonight, today, whenever you're listening here on CJAM 99.1 FM.
hips. Do the hip shake, baby. Do the hip shake, baby. Do the hip shake, baby. Shake your hips, baby. Now ain't that easy?
You've been listening to Revolution Rock. You are listening to Revolution Rock, I should say, here on CJAM 99.1 FM. We're also syndicating across several different stations here in Canada, across Canada. I'm your host, Dave, and we just came back there from, well, a relatively upbeat set, with the exception of the last song, a more mellow, more country-tinged song, from a new forthcoming release by Toronto alt-country band West Laken. That's spelled W-E-S-T-E-L-A-K-E-N. And we heard one of the singles that's, I believe it was the second single, Fixed Up by Orange Light. And the new album is coming out on May 26th. It is going to be titled I Am Steaming Mushrooms. And that was one of the songs from the release. Prior to that, we heard music from Slim Harpo by request. We heard Shake Your Hips. This was a single, but also it was on the album Baby Scratch My Back. It was originally released in 1966, of course, from the Louisiana musician Slim Harpo. This was the follow-up to his single Scratch My Back, which reached number 16 on the Billboard Hot 100 charts. And there was a lot of hope for this track to also climb higher. It did not, although it has had quite the legacy, as have many of his songs. This song being covered by the Rolling Stones and numerous other musicians influencing them across the decades. Prior to that, we heard music from Biker Priests. This is an interesting thing that came my way. CJAM has it. It came into CJAM's new music. And what it is a collection of demos that were made in the 90s, I believe on a 4 or 8 track machine. And they were done by Bob Zabor, who is perhaps best known for being from the band Jawbone, based in Detroit. And yeah, we heard the title track from this release, which is called Dodge Babylon. That's the song we heard. Prior to that, we heard music from Copenhagen's Ice Age. We heard a track from a collection of outtakes and unreleased songs that came out last year. It collected songs from 2015 to 2021. It was called Outtakes and Rarities 2015 to 2021. Shake the Feeling was the title of the release. And we heard the song Sociopath Boogie. Part of that, we heard new music from Seattle's Mason Lowe. We heard Plastered. And this is coming from a forthcoming release, which is going to be called Morning People. And this is one of the lead-off singles. Prior to that, we heard music from Dumb's latest, Pray for Tomorrow. This came out last year. We heard Quarter Stereo, and released on Mint Records. And then we started off with brand new music from Spiderbite. This is a band that kind of was part of the mass release schedule of Daniel Romano in 2020. And this was a band that features Stephen Lamke on lead vocals and then Daniel and Ian Romano on the remainder of the instruments. And they have a new album coming out. It was just announced, called The Rainbow and the Dove. You can get both of the albums, since they're so short, on this upcoming release, including a special book that is coming with it if you do pre-order now. It comes out in June. We heard the song Human Body, Human Brain to start off the show. Coming up next, we're going to get to some music by Link Wray, as promised. And we mentioned it last week, but I'll just go into a little bit more detail about Link Wray. Anyone that doesn't know about Link Wray, he's a highly influential musician for quite a number of reasons. One, he invented the power chord. But the way he put together his sound with guitar, it was a mix of distortion, fuzz, tremolo, wah-wah, and like intensity and attitude that had not been seen before. And a lot of it was felt on his initial single, which was Rumble, released in 1958, and it's an instrumental, like a lot of his early songs are, and it was banned from the radio because people thought it would incite violence. Link Wray has had quite the interesting career. He put out a series of singles in the late 50s, and starting in the 60s, he kind of pulled back from music and returned home to his family's farm in Maryland. He's originally from North Carolina with Shawnee Native American origins, and his original band was actually Link Wray and two of his brothers, which Fred was one of them, and then also Vernon Wray was the other one, who was the oldest and helped do a lot of the producing. And then on those early recordings, they also had a bassist whose name I'm forgetting at the moment, but I will get that information for you shortly. But a little more info about Link Wray. In 1971, he came back with an album. One of the other reasons he left kind of music and kind of backed away was because everyone was trying to clean up his sound and change him. Well, he came back in 71 with his own self-produced album from his own studio that he built on where he was living at the time. And it was called Link Wray, simply. And it featured music. It was different. Folk, blues, gospel, country, and Link Wray singing. Originally, when Link Wray started, prior to his time in the band, he had to have a lung removed. He had tuberculosis complications with when he was in the war, and his doctor told him he probably should never sing again. Well, that wasn't the case. Link Wray sang on many songs throughout his career, including this album. So in addition to that, he influenced so many people and changed music for quite a long time, and influenced many decades, from anywhere from punk to garage to metal even. Just his attitude has lasted, and his intensity. It's there all in the music. It's so unhinged, the way he plays guitar, and really there was nothing like it, and there really hasn't been anything like it since. I could go on and on about the influences, but 60s British Invasion was very influenced. Jimmy Page, Jeff Beck, of course, Pete Townsend, Jimi Hendrix, Bruce Springsteen. We could